This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
To Willard and Dibbs.
It's a great question.
Wow, that's a great question.
And that's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
Did the WNBA set the table for the NFL? That's coming up in a little bit. But we want to take your calls, 888-957-9570, on this front office question. And that is, over the next 3 years, which of the three front offices, Giants, Niners, Warriors, has the toughest job? You said Giants, and to me, and again, we weren't talking about it in terms of pressure or job loss or anything like that. Look, I acknowledge it's three very, very separate challenges, if you will, but to me, the runway for the San Francisco Giants, first of all, in baseball, that's the quirkiest of the three sports, so every year there will be teams that suddenly pop and have a good year, even though you're like, I didn't see that coming. I mean, hell, everybody hates Farhan Zaidi, ran him out of town. He had a year where they had the most wins they've ever had in the history of the organization. So is one of those years coming up soon? I don't know. That, to me, always feels so much more year to year, as opposed to the NBA or the NFL, where, to me, that's where you can have a better shot, at least, at real sustained success. And I picked the Warriors because the 49ers have a franchise quarterback who's 24, 25 years old. That should last for a little while. The Warriors have a franchise player, and he doesn't have that many games left. And so figuring out how to transition to something other than a rebuild, which Joe Lacob has said he will never do, that would be my pick for the toughest job.
Yeah, for me, he can say that they're not ever going to rebuild, but he also said we're not doing the lottery, and since he said that, they've been in the lottery once, and they didn't win the lottery, and they lost their pick because it was only top three or top four protected, so one season into the statement, and he's 0-1. So he can say we're not going to do a rebuild, and then you can get to the end of Steph and Draymond and Wiggins likely at the same time, and you could be looking at your roster, and you could say, you know what? We're going to rebuild because you have no other choice. I think what the Giants have to do is far more difficult because you do have to rebuild the farm, and we could talk about how good the farm is now, and you could take Eldridge out of it because he's not going to be on the farm very long, and you look at what else you have down there, and it feels like that rebuild is something that Buster Posey and his new regime is going to have to set about doing because The farm is not totally barren, but it's not very good, and your major league roster is not great either. And so I think that the job that Buster Posey has is far more difficult than what the Warriors are going to face, because I don't know if the Warriors, when they face that post-Steph, there's going to be a period most likely where you're going to have to take a year or two and step back and figure out how to rebuild the thing.
That's a fun question that just popped up on our Comcast Business text line. Who has more games left, Steph Curry or Brock Purdy?
Steph Curry or Brock Purdy?
Who's got more games left?
Like available, or how many will they play?
Yeah, just how many more games? Well,
Steph has more games. Steph's got three seasons at 82. That's 246. And you're asking Brock, he's got 17 a year.
Yeah, but I guess you can answer this any way you want. I guess you could factor in respective health prediction on that. I mean, Steph Curry's not, I would imagine he's not going to play all the games.
No, but let's say he plays three more years, and that's 246, and we'll leave the playoffs out of it for now because we don't know if they'll make it. But if he has 246 regular season games available and he plays 200 of them, we give him 200 of the 246, which is, that's probably a fair number. That would mean he plays 64 a year. He misses 18. So if he plays 200 games, that would mean Brock Purdy would have to play 12 more years to catch mm-hmm. him 200 games.
Which is not crazy.
It's not.
Yeah, 12 more years.
12, actually 11 more years plus whatever he does this
11
year.
11 and three quarters, yeah.
Right, and that's also assuming health for Brock Purdy.
Into his mid-30s, yes it is.
And it's assuming that he doesn't have another situation where he misses a bunch of games.
Yep. That's kind of a fun question.
It's very fun. Bobby, I still would take Steph, though.
Yeah, you're probably right. Bobby in Los Altos. Hey, Bobby, thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, thanks, guys, for taking the call. I guess... Real quick, I'm going to put Hans Christian Andersen on that Mount Hans.
That's
and maybe
fair.
That guy Hans. The guy Hans from Frozen, you know, the spoiler alert, the bad guy from Frozen. I think he even gets up there before Hans Zimmer. But I actually wanted to call and talk about Purdy. But real quickly, I think the Warriors have it the hardest, quite honestly, because, look, they were in the desert for 40 years, then Curry, you know, a.k.a. Moses, brought them to the promised land. I just don't think the fan base is going to tolerate going back to the desert once he's gone. So I think they have it the hardest. But the reason I called is I went to run my take by you regarding Purdy before, you know, the game this weekend.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows the life, everyone's value as a human being changes game to game, right? So
true. Look,
I basically hate listening when radio hosts and fans call in and say, Brock isn't worth 60 a year. He's only worth 35. Well, guess what? You know, during COVID, you know, lumber prices, what, tripled? Used cars doubled. Was it worth it? No. But if you wanted, you had to pay for it. So the reason that I'm calling is because these first four games have been a blessing, I think, for Niners fans, in the sense that all the excuses or questions that you had about Brock Purdy, is he a, you know, does he need all of these tools? Is that what prompts him up and makes him great? You know, he needs McCaffrey, he needs Debo, blah, blah, blah. All these questions you had about whether he was the guy have been answered. So I've been very thankful. And I really feel like anyone that says he's not worth it after these four games, I don't know what they're looking at or what expectation they have to think that they could get Purdy on discount. So I'm very happy about that. And I think it's clear he is a franchise quarterback. He'll kind of be like a Brady, honestly, in the sense that he will be able to make receivers work, whoever they are. And I think he's proven that. The thing that upsets me the most is how amazing Purdy was during the Rams game, and he got cheated. Instead of us basically saying, hey, here's a $70 million check,
yep,
all we can think about that from that game is, oh, you know, special teams messed up, right? Defense messed up at the end. So we don't even recognize the brilliance of that game. And even last week, what did he throw? Three touchdowns in a row, right? Two that were called back by penalty. He finally got the score. This guy is a star. Any fool and clown that thinks that this guy is only worth 35, you're not going to get him, first of all. So quit saying that. And the questions have been answered. He is the franchise. He is the truth.
Bobby?
That's my take.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Agree 100%. And I remember Friday before the Ram game, and I got myself to a point where I literally said to you, I'm so excited for this football game because I feel like it's going to look a certain way, and that's going to be the final. That's it. Your Rubik's Cube is done. Your Rubik's Cube of reasons that Brock Purdy's not that good is done. It's done. You solved the puzzle. The last thing, the last berry to pick from the tree was go out there and look really, really good without your weapons. And Juwan Jennings went for 3 touchdowns and 179 yards. That's it. Case closed. Mic drop. We're done. I fully agree. You and I said it yesterday. We were going to be doing, and we still will, but this whole Brockster's millions, and we're going to like play with this every week, stock up, stock down, where's the contract going? I feel like these first 4 weeks, I don't even know really what there is to say. I don't know what there's left to say. Now, there will still be the people. I remember we got a text. I don't know if you saw this, Dibs. We got a text from one of them yesterday who said, because I made the reference to Brock pushing the ball downfield.
Yeah.
And someone texted and said, my God, if you think Brock Purdy is pushing the ball down the field, you're not watching the games. Okay, which one of us is not watching the games? Me or him? Because Brock Purdy threw for 288 yards on 15 completions. I'll do the math for you. An average completion last week for Brock Purdy was 19 yards. Average.
Right, right.
Not above average. That was just your run-of-the-mill completion last week, 19 yards.
All those are created unequally because, like, that's a great metric. And if you watch the game, yes, he pushed the ball down the field.
Yeah,
and
the air yards are number one in the NFL.
He's number two in intended air yards per attempt, which is 10.4. So that's over 4 games. So if you want to talk about intended air yards,
last week he was number one.
When
yes.
he throws the football, what is the distance that the ball travels when he throws the football? He's second only to Anthony Richardson in intended air yards per pass attempt.
And that's because Anthony overthrows everybody.
Well, it's also because they're always losing and they have to throw it deep all the time. And he's not going to be able to throw the ball this week because he's not going to be playing. And, you know, the Colts are going to be better off with Joe Flacco. And it looks like Taylor might be out too, but that's for later.
Taylor is definitely
in the
out.
Program.
He's been
I think Richardson's out as well.
Richardson's a question mark. Taylor's definitely out. You know who's starting at running back for the Colts this weekend, don't you?
No.
Familiar name. Trey Sermon.
Okay.
Will be starting for the Colts at running back.
I love it.
On Sunday against the Jets.
Go get it, Trey.
Go get him.
Go eat. I got to check my pick'em pool, and hopefully I'm going against Indy. And I can't imagine I would have backed Indy.
Why? They're playing the Jags.
The Jags are looking for a bounce back. The Jags aren't going to go 0-17.
You have to bounce before you can bounce back.
Well, you can't come back until you bounce back. That's the only way you come back.
I guess. You have to be somewhere before you can come back. They've
Trevor
never been
Lawrence
there before.
Number three in intended air yards
I get
per
it.
Throw.
Overthrows everybody.
Well, yeah. And I don't know if they count the overthrow.
They don't.
As part of the intended air yards. But to the point about Brock Purdy and pushing the ball down the field, he was high on this list last year, too.
Yep.
So, you know, you can disparage him in whatever way you want, but you have to actually look at the game and look at the facts before you go ahead and do that.
I mean, like, you feel this way, don't you? I think you do. I know I do. Like, I've left the train station of any discomfort in terms of what he makes next year. There's no discomfort. I don't care what, like, even 4 weeks ago, I know people were like, okay, yeah, good, but 60? Yeah. Like, I wouldn't even blink.
Yeah, whatever the market
whatever.
Bears.
Dak's making 60. You honestly think, and by the way, here's the conversation where I know people will try to undo their Rubik's Cube, and they'll try to act like there's something left to be said. Would he be good for another team? First of all, yes. Second of all, doesn't matter.
He'll never be on another team,
exactly.
Hopefully.
Exactly. Not anytime soon. So, that's such a weird thing to me. What would he look like on the Panthers? I don't know. Who cares? What would any of these guys look like on the Panthers? What would Jordan Love look like if he were on the Panthers?
Right.
Would he
not
be good?
Great.
Yeah.
No,
like,
not
I
great.
Mean, you,
My
I,
only
I don't
hope
know.
For the offseason is that Parag Marate doesn't try to win the deal, because that will ultimately cost you more money. And I'm looking at what other contracts are going to be up at the end of the year to see, you know, who might go up there and reset the market ahead of him. Because if you're smart, you sign him in March and you just get it done and you make him the market setter, and then you let somebody come out there and beat him if that's the way that's going to go.
Who else is coming up? Is anybody coming up?
You've got not a lot of huge names.
Yeah.
I'm seeing, Justin Fields. He won't get more.
No.
Andy Dalton. Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold's going to be looking at a nice little paycheck. He's not going to reset the market.
Not
but,
even close. And, no, but, it won't be a long-term deal for anyone either.
No, but he is going to get quite a nice increase.
What's he making this year for them?
Sam Darnold's making 10.
Oh, yeah, that'll go
One
up.
1 year and $10
million. That'll go up.
Other than that, you don't have a lot of big names. Garoppolo will be a free agent. Mason Rudolph, Brandon Allen, Tommy DeVito, Russell Wilson.
Yeah, no one, none of the
Slim
guys.
Slim Pickens, Shane Bouchel.
Well, no, I don't even know who
Felipe
that is.
Felipe Franks.
I mean, there's not someone named Felipe Franks.
He's
is
on
there?
Carolina.
Okay.
Sam
anyway.
Hartman.
Like the
Sam Hartman. There's some guys out there now.
You look around the league, and I think the guys, like the majority of the guys who are solidified in their position, yeah, they've been locked up. There's a couple names I'm looking at where I'm like, it feels like they've been signed for a while. Are they coming up again soon? When did Jalen Hurts sign? And when is that deal up? What about Derek Carr? What about Matt Stafford? How long are those deals?
Yeah,
not that they would be deals that are longer or bigger than Brock Purdy. What I mean is,
Hurts is signed through 2028.
Okay.
And
what about Stafford and Carr?
Carr 2026, Stafford the same.
Okay. So you still got another year on those guys, plus they're aging. But if you start going through and you look at the Mahomes, the Herbert,
yep.
Obviously the Cousins, Jared Goff, Jordan Love.
Burrow is through 2029.
Burrow is done. Lamar Jackson is done. C.J. Stroud is still going to be on that rookie deal year three. Trevor Lawrence just got his deal. Tua got his. Josh Allen got his. Aaron Rodgers is 40. Dak got his.
Yeah, and that's pretty much the list right
it.
There.
That's the only people who you would consider like, okay, top of the market, right? So you're right. I agree with you completely. Do it early. Get it done. Nobody, like, I don't even think there's going to be a lot of mystery about what it is. The only way that there's like an argument is if Brock comes in and they're like 70. I'm better than Dak, 70. And the Niners are like 60.5.
Exactly.
But that's not going to happen.
It really comes down to the guaranteed at signing, which is the actual guarantee. And Dak got 129. Dak got 4 and 240, which is 60 average annual. And he got 129 guaranteed at signing. 129 no matter what. So the no matter what number is 129, which is about 53% of the total deal. So that is where the negotiation will be, is what's going to be the actual guaranteed at signing. But I do think that Brock will come in at probably 4 years and, you know, 260, which would be 65 a year, or 4 and 250, which would be 62 and a half a year, somewhere in there.
And as a fan, my response is like, sure,
yeah,
whatever.
Exactly, whatever. Agreed.
I don't care. Like, yes, the answer is yes. You know what I mean? And I know there's still plenty of you out there who sort of don't feel that way. We're looking at one of them on the Comcast business text line right now. Slow your roll, everyone. He's not a franchise QB just yet. He's not Tom Brady yet. He's not a star yet. There's three sentences in there. One of them's correct. He's not Tom Brady. The other are incorrect, in my opinion. He's not a franchise QB yet. He's not a star yet. Yes, he is. Of course he is. By any definition of those two terms, of course he is. And if you don't agree with me, then agree with Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Troy Aikman, Kurt Warner, Steve Young, whatever Hall of Fame quarterback you want to agree with, every single one of them says the same thing, and they're not saying it to be nice.
And the idea about he's not Tom Brady, okay, he's not Tom Brady at the end of the story, but let's talk about, is he Tom Brady after this many games? And Tom Brady won the Super Bowl. Well, his team won the Super Bowl. If the 49ers would have won the Super Bowl, would we be thinking about Brock Purdy in a way where we could say that he's Tom Brady? Because Tom Brady, his first 2 years, regular season, 20 and 10, 6,600 yards, 46 TDs, 26 interceptions.
What are the same numbers for
Brock?
He
went 3-0 in the playoffs.
Yes.
His second year, he didn't make the playoffs. Brock Purdy doesn't have that many games yet, but he's 19-6, so he has five more games to go. He has 6,784 yards, already more yards
already
than Brady
more.
In 30.
Yep.
He's got more yards in five fewer games. He's got 49 touchdowns. Brady had 46 in five more games. Brady threw 26 picks. Brock has thrown 17.
Yeah.
Brock is 4-2 in the playoffs. 4-1 if you don't count Philly. I count Philly. So we'll call it 4-2 in the playoffs. No Super Bowl. Tom had one. His numbers in five fewer games.
Significantly better.
Significantly better. The only difference, and again, if I say Tom Brady, everyone skips to the end of Tom Brady's career, which is the greatest career in NFL history. I get that. But if you want to look at two seasons of Tom, 30 games versus 25 games of Brock, Brock so far is better than Tom Brady was, with the only exception being Tom's team won the Super Bowl.
They got a ring.
And you could argue that they won that Super Bowl not in spite of Tom, but that team, they won it because they were a very good team.
Didn't we do this one time? And I was like, I bet you Tom didn't even throw for 200 yards in that game. And he didn't.
Yeah, I believe you're right.
The 20-17 win over the Rams? The first Tom Brady Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What did he throw for? Buck 65? Down, lower.
Yeah.
150? 140?
145
yards.
16 to 27, buck 45.
Wow.
He ran for 3 yards.
That was back when he was fast.
Leading rusher Antoine Smith with 92.
Oh, I don't even remember that person.
Yeah.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. All right, so what do we do with all that? You're not saying he's better than Tom Brady.
No, I'm
so
saying...
What are you saying?
I'm saying the start of his career is as good, if not better, than Tom Brady. And if you want to look at the history of the NFL since the merger, starting quarterbacks in their first 25 starts, he is the leader in a number of metrics. QB rating, and the 49ers put something out earlier in the week about 25 starts, comparing him to other quarterbacks,
yep,
all of whom are Hall of Famers, and he's better than all of them.
All of them.
Through 25 games.
Sure.
So all I'm saying is, through 25 games, what Brock Purdy has done is historic. And because it's that good, it takes the question of will they or won't they off the table. The question now becomes how much and how soon. How much are they going to pay him and how soon are they going to get this done?
Probably the day after the season ends.
Right.
I mean, honestly, I don't know when the whole window is. But yeah, like they already showed their hand. By Jed York talking
exactly
about it last year. They already showed their hand. Nobody in that organization has any questions left. That's just for everybody else. They don't have anybody quite, and you're allowed to. You're allowed to have questions about it. I think there's ism that's attached to every one of your questions. You know, when you say that it's still a small sample, it's like, no, it's not. No, it's not. You don't use this kind of a sample for anything else and make it small. There's nothing else in your life that you watch for 3 years and go, not sure yet. You don't look at Jaden Daniels right now and go, I'm not sure if he's good. You don't do that. He's played four games. He's played four football games. And actually, not even all of those are good. And I say that as someone who thinks he's fantastic. I thought he was going to be fantastic before the year started. And he is. But that one, to me, is getting to that point of a tell as well. Small sample. I mean, it's the third season. Nobody has the patience in sports to watch 3 years and go, I'm not sure. That doesn't exist. I would argue with any other player in sports, any sport. Do you watch something look phenomenal for 3 years and then come out and go, let's not jump to conclusions?
I would look at C.J. Stroud as a perfect example, because C.J. Stroud is earlier in his career than Brock Purdy is, but no one's talking about, well, I'm not sure about C.J. Stroud, and when his contract comes up, well, maybe $30 million for C.J. Stroud. No, we're losing our mind over C.J. Stroud, who's had a great start to his career.
He's a very good player.
He's got one playoff win, which is wonderful as a rookie. Brock's got four. His numbers don't even come close to comparing to Brock over the course of his career or this year, and yet, because where he was drafted, and maybe it's the athleticism that he shows, we're all in on C.J. Stroud, and we don't talk about a small sample with C.J. Stroud. And to an even greater point, you're going crazy losing your mind over Jaden Daniels. Four games.
Yeah, I really like him, though.
You are yet to say, well, you know, I'm small sample.
No, yeah. And
the jury's still out on Jaden Daniels. Well, then,
but of course it is.
But we're all losing our minds over Jaden Daniels because we're expecting this.
Yes.
We didn't expect this from Brock Purdy.
It's also predictive. And I didn't, obviously, no one expected anything from Brock Purdy. But four games into Brock Purdy's career, if you go back to our shows, I wonder what that sounded like. And here's what I'll promise you. If you remember what that week sounded like, and I'm trying to remember the first four games, it was he comes in and beats Miami. Wasn't the next game when Tom Brady came and they defeated the Bucs?
Yep.
I feel like the game after that was the game he wasn't even going to play. Rib injury, Thursday night in Seattle.
Correct.
Goes out there, wins that one. What's game four?
Washington at home.
Okay.
37-20, and he was 15-22 for 234 against a Washington team that wasn't very good.
Whatever. But like at that point, at minimum, everybody who thought the season is over when Jimmy gets hurt, you had rebooted your thought. They had won all four games, and all of a sudden it was like, oh, wait a minute, our playoff hopes are still completely on track. I wouldn't say, oh, we're done on, like, this is a great player, but you definitely thought the season was still alive. And I remember that's what we were talking about. Like, could the 49ers actually still be a Super Bowl contender with this kid? That was the conversation.
I do remember, though, part of the conversation was, well, I mean, game manager Dink and Dunk, great defense. Mm-hmm. They can win these types of games, but can he win a shootout?
Yeah.
Then he goes to Vegas the next weekend, and they play the Raiders, and they're down 24-14 in the third.
I was there.
And they scored, and a couple of field goals, and the Raiders answer, and the Niners score, and then the Raiders score, and it goes to overtime.
The defense was terrible in that
37-34.
Game.
So, remember we were checking boxes. Well, yes. Can he win a shootout?
Can he come from behind in Green the fourth check. Quarter? Yes.
This was the third quarter, but
whatever.
It was a shootout.
Yeah.
The point was, I mean, that was the point. And then it was, well, can he win a playoff game? When we checked that box.
Yep.
Can he win a road playoff game? Well, then he went to Philly and his arm got ripped off, and so
I guess he hasn't done that yet. I guess he hasn't won a playoff game on the road. Right?
Right, because they beat
Dallas at home, and then last year two games at home, and then lost in the Super Bowl.
Jury's still out.
Yeah, you're right. My bad. We'll see. Maybe next year. segment was brought to you by Safeway. Matt Barrows from 49ers camp joins us next. Are they questionable? Are they doubtful? Are they out? Are they in? We'll get to all that and more with Matty Barrows of The Athletic next on Willard and Dibbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.